First, there was the Barnett and Pennsylvania's Marcellus. In South Texas, you've got the Eagle Ford. North Dakota taps the Bakken. It seems like everywhere you look, drillers are finding shale formations that might be the next big thing for the American energy industry. Recently, it's been the Klein Shale in the Permian Basin.
A public forum was held in Big Spring tonight, and everyone there was talking about that big pocket of oil sitting under several West Texas counties.
Well, the Klein Shale lies more than 9,000 feet below the surface, and it's expected to bring in a super boom to West Texas.
The formation has almost 10,000 square miles, reportedly containing 3.6 million barrels of recoverable oil per square mile.
But not everybody is convinced.
And the analogy that I like to use is a circus, a traveling circus.
Art Berman is an oil and gas geological consultant and prominent critic of some drilling companies.
Why does a circus have to travel? Well, because after it's been in a town for a couple of days or a week or so, all the townspeople begin to understand that the bearded lady doesn't really have a beard.
He says that every new shale discovery serves as a way for some companies to inflate their stock values. So all that hype might have more to do with Wall Street than what's in the ground. But it's not just industry critics that appear to be tamping down enthusiasm over the Klein. Ben Shepard is president of the Permian Basin Petroleum Association. He says there's great potential in this shale formation. But
number one, it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, they being the operating community, hasn't identified sort of the code, cracked the code, if you will, on how to access it routinely.
And when you say crack the code, is that like understand the geology of how to get at it? Or
when I say crack the code, I mean understanding the geology and the, frankly, the hydraulic fracturing techniques necessary to maximize the recovery rate.
Then there are those figures about the millions of barrels of oil you heard a minute ago. They come from estimates from Devon Energy. Chip Minty is a Devon spokesperson. He says those estimates were actually based on best-case assumptions, if everything works out perfectly.
And we all know that nothing ever works out perfectly. Best-case scenarios are highly unlikely. And so we're taking a realistic look at the Klein Shale.
Chesapeake Energy, another big oil and gas player, actually sold most of its holdings in the Klein Shale last year. It has no plans to develop the land it still owns, according to a spokesperson. Yet West Texas communities are still abuzz over the Klein's potential, and local companies are turning that enthusiasm into profit.
In a boom and bust oil town, the paradigm shift has shifted. It's changed. It's different. Variables are now constants.
Blake Templeton runs a group called Lubbock Invest. His company used the Klein to generate interest in real estate investment. He says business is booming. So I asked him what would happen if the Klein doesn't deliver on its promises.
What I would say is you still own a tangible asset.
It would just be worth significantly less if the projected boom ends up going bust. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell.